message from First Conservative Baptist Church. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Talking about a subject that I believe should be a challenge to each and every one of us. We're talking about God's divine intervention in the affairs of America. God works through man. God divinely works through human instrumentality. We can go back and see, as we started out with, talking about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, where they made a pledge, and their pledge was very, very clear. They pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor, and that's exactly what it cost them. And we're witnessing today, though we may not recognize it, though many may not admit it, we're witnessing the divine intervention of God in our nation through the affairs of man. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Thank you for asking. I firmly believe that God definitely had a hand in that. I mean, he allowed it to occur, but he had a hand in saving Donald Trump. There's no doubt in my mind. I've had a couple days now to look at a lot of video and read a lot of articles, and Kathleen, who is now currently the director of the Secret Service, is completely incompetent and should never have been given this job. Now, I've looked at, if you'll just bear with me, a defilade position is a position where, let's say you're in a valley and I'm on a hill and I come to the top of the hill and I look over the top of the hill. You can see my head, but I can see all of you. That shooter had a defilade position against the President of the United States within a football field's length. That should have never happened. He was carrying a long rifle onto an event. That should have never happened. He climbed a ladder to access a roof that gave him a defilade position. That should have never happened. I watched a female, and I'm going to say this, DEI, I don't have a problem with a female or anybody having a job as long as they're qualified and they can do the job.
Absolutely.
I watched several female Secret Service agents, and I will give two examples of what I saw that were completely, completely wrong. The female that was standing on the stage in front of Trump ducked several times when she heard loud noises as they were standing Trump up. Her crouching the way she did allowed Trump, which I'm glad Trump came back up and pumped his fist twice and said, fight, fight, fight. That right there sent the signal to everybody in the world that that man was mad.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how emotional I get every time I see that, doctor.
He would have called, he's what I call, he got ticked off.
He got ticked. And I like seeing that because we're all human. You know, righteous anger is acceptable.
Yes.
Jesus drove the buyers and sellers from the temple. And it doesn't say that we're supposed to walk through our life turning the other cheek and forgiving. You know, I mean, obviously forgiving, but you know what I'm saying. There are some things you can't let pass, and that's one
yes.
of them. I watched the other female. I watched another female officer or Secret Service agent struggle trying to holster a weapon. That should be second nature.
Yes.
This woman that's in charge of the Secret Service, she was formerly worked for PepsiCo. I'm going to be honest with you. I have more tactical acumen from my training in the military than this woman has ever had. I don't care yes. what she thinks or says. If I can see it and she can't, and she's blaming somebody else for her deficiencies and her fault, she's the one that has the faults. The buck stops with her, and ultimately her boss, Mayorkas. And ultimately Mayorkas' boss, Biden. I don't know if you noticed this, but whenever he showed up for the RNC to accept the nomination, did you look at all the Secret Service around him? Every single one of them was Donald Trump's hype. Their sole job is to step in and take that bullet. And that means covering him.
Absolutely.
Just think about that.
And one of the things, touching on the subject that you're covering in the aspect of it, one of the female Secret Service officers, when that took place and everybody ducked, she starts saying, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Openly, aloud saying, asking the question, what do we do next? Showing a total incompetence and inability to, in an emergency situation, to do what they should be trained to do. And going back to the head of the Secret Service, I believe she needs to summarily be fired or turn in her resignation and quit out of ashamedness of what she's allowed to take place.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement thoroughly. She's completely incompetent in my view there. I see no excuse for what occurred. That should have never, ever occurred at all, ever. I mean, how does a man walk into an event where the 45th president is there speaking in an open-air public forum, put a ladder against a building, climb to the top of that building, low crawl up to a defileade position with that same long rifle, and then still able to get off a shot? He should have never even gotten it. The minute that rifle came up over the ridge of that building, that sniper team should have automatically taken that gentleman out right then, right there. And then the other thing that I've got to say is there should have been an agent on top of that building. Why yes. that building was not covered is beyond me. There's no
excuse
that's for it.
That's the
absolutely
problem,
not.
Jim. The problem is if the Secret Service is correct, and I don't know if they are or not, if they are, they had the law enforcement staged and ready in case something happens inside the building, paying no attention to the top of the building. And here's the other thing that I'm curious about. The sharpshooters for the Secret Service on top of buildings opposing that direction for the thug that attempted the assassination, they had their sights on him, and I'm told by several sources that I've researched that they were ready to fire time they saw him with his long rifle, as you speak of, and they were told to stand down. 3 minutes later, when the assassin fired his weapon, they opened fire on him and neutralized him. Now, why, when they saw it, why was it they were told to stand down and not fire? Why did they wait until he fired first? That's the enigma that I can't understand. But the bottom line is, Jim, I believe without any doubt, God's intervention took place. Donald Trump turned his face to look at a jumbotron to talk about the immigration and the border. As he was looking at that, as he, in a flash second, turned his head, that bullet pierced his ear and found lodging in the individual that died as a result of being there, the fireman. And I'm looking at a headline, Jim, I'll read parts of it and get your take. Franklin Graham, quote, "It was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. There's ample evidence," he says, "that the U.S. Secret Service failed in multiple ways to allow a sniper to unleash a barrage of shots at President Donald J. Trump on Saturday, one of which apparently nicked his ear, and the expert on the topic, former Agent Dan Bongino, credits Trump himself with saving his own life. If he moves his head an inch to the left or the right, this is really what would make the difference. I mean, this is, it's bad enough we have to do this on a show, he said. Can you imagine what would have happened if Trump had not ducked, end quote. Further in the article, it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening, Trump said on Truth Social media platforms. And Franklin Graham said, yes, that is correct. So now here's Franklin Graham said, God alone intervened. And on Trump Social, on the Trump social media, Truth Social, said it's God alone that saved his life. What are your thoughts on that? What's your take on that? How do you interpret that?
I agree with that 100%. Donald Trump gave credit to God himself for saving his life,
yes.
And he knows it.
Absolutely.
Mean, this man didn't have to do any of this. You know, anybody that wants to talk about this man, oh, well, he avoided the draft because he had a bone spur. Well, guess what? He's got a Purple Heart now. He doesn't have to do this. He could go tour golf courses all across the world, and they would leave him alone today. But he doesn't have to do it, and yet he's doing it. And he's doing it out of love for his fellow man. He's doing it out of love for his country. He's doing it out of a sense of patriotic duty. He doesn't need all of this there.
Absolutely.
And this man has been blessed.
I look at it just as with our 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. They were all all men of means. They didn't have to do that, but they were willing to pledge their lives, their fortune, and sacred honor. Now, Trump has not said that, but I see in actuality that's what he's doing. And, Jim, I'll ask one final question and then let you go. Down through the past almost decade now, the Marxist media and the Communist Party in office have demeaned, denigrated, and basically openly invited an assassination. They've called Trump a threat to democracy, a dictator that if elected would never leave office. The Marxist media and the Democrats have encouraged the public to go after Trump and get in his face, anyone wearing a MAGA hat, etc. Get in their face, confront them wherever you find them, according to Maxine Waters. Over the Marxist media airwaves, we've heard all their talk about and the rhetoric that Trump would destroy America. Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Trump is a threat to our nation. Biden himself said Trump cannot be allowed to take power again, end quote. Joe Biden himself said we must get over with and stop this debate. We must put Trump in the bullseye. Now, do you feel that is an open invitation for a nut job? As this 20-year-old to shoot and attempt to kill Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely. Because this is James Wood brought out a tweet on X there, and it was a montage of all the vitriol from the media, and it's disturbing the number and the amount that has been directed towards the public. Instead of people praying to God and acknowledging Jesus Christ and using their own God-given discernment, they're going to allow the media to tell them, don't believe your lying eyes and ears. They're being led away from the truth by these individuals. And their speech is inciting hatred. Mm-hmm. They're truly evil individuals whenever they do these things. You know, Biden said on multiple times, I'll take him out behind the barn. the Joy Reid and The View and MSNBC, and I'll punch him in the face or punch him in the nose or take Trump out. You know, Robert De Niro is literally Kathy Griffin holding a decapitated head. Snoop Dogg showing a music video where he's assassinating Donald Trump. And this goes on and on and on. And it's making an impression upon the weak-minded that follow this literal drivel. And it's influencing them to commit violence because they think that any means necessary to obtain the goal is okay. And it's not. It doesn't follow the truth. It's
absolutely
completely untruthful.
Jim, you're on target, spot on with what you're saying. I am so thankful for the fact that I'm not dependent upon man, though God works through humanity. I'm thankful that God divinely intervened and preserved the life of Donald J. Trump. Another headline, is God alone the one responsible for saving President Donald Trump's life? Former President Donald J. Trump himself released a very powerful statement. Here's another article that says on Truth Social, where he credits God alone for saving his life. I'm thankful for that. Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless
you. Thank
you. Keep looking up. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I can't understand. I'm not a conspiracist or whatever. But how can you have people pointing to this man? The policeman that went up there, and he turned the rifle on him, so he got down off the ladder, and he went to the Secret Service that was in the audience and told them what he saw. And the Secret Service looking at him like crazy instead of them calling up and telling their partners to get Donald Trump off the stage. And I don't understand how did they not have that crow's nest covered, because that's a straight shot. You're on other sides, and you're not in the front of the podium. I mean, where, and I could see it was like 1,000 feet away or whatever, but I think it was like 150 or 130.
It was about 150, 160 yards, and the rifle that he was using could travel. The bullet could travel about 600 yards, so he was in a good shot range, and should have never. That building should have never, ever, ever been left unprotected, uncovered, or unguarded by the Secret Service. That was their responsibility. But Kenneth, you're exactly right. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, in the world, you could get off five, I think it was 5 or 8 rounds, because I'm not really a rifleman, but I know you have to pull that chamber back so that bullet to go out, and then you have to readjust it. You know, so how do you get 5 or 8 rounds off before you're getting taken out?
Well, that type of weapon is highly automatic, and all it means is just continue to pull the trigger. And so he could have just unloaded. I don't know how many he had in the clip, but he could have just kept pulling the trigger, unlimited perhaps, as we would think of it as far as the number of rounds. But the problem is that it was an unprotected area, should have never been, and now they're trying to pass the buck, Secret Service saying it's the local police department's responsibility and fault for that taking place. So all we can do, Kenneth, is being thankful today and thanking God for his divine intervention. And God always works in humanity. God works through humanity. He tells us in Psalms 146:3 to put not your trust in the confidence in man. We not, but we put our trust and confidence in God, but God works through the human vessels that we elect, we appoint, we put in position to watch over, direct, and be responsible for the security and the safety of our nation. And we're finding major dereliction of responsibility of those that are leading. Kenneth, we've got other callers on the line, but thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. And there's so much to talk about here. And as time unfolds, we're going to learn more and more. But I've been witnessing this since many times, going through the same exact thing, watching it with my son. And he looked at me, and we were like, did that just really happen? But the first thing I noticed before anything was said, when I saw it, I said, this is God, because I noticed just a quick turn right time he grabbed his ear. And I said, this is God, because he turned his head. And then as they started showing the replays, it was pretty obvious that exactly was what happened. Mm-hmm. But what we have to understand here, we have good and evil. We have intervention by Almighty God, no doubt about it. And why? We can ask the question, did God have something specific for Donald Trump? What was the situation here? And I think there's so much that we don't know, we don't understand, and won't know till we go to glory. But think about this. maybe this was something to tell Donald Trump, because I've noticed it since the event, to kind of ease up a little bit, soften who you are a little bit, because he's already changed his speech, and try to get the people together, bring the country together. Will that happen? Never. But if you have somebody that's up there trying to get that to take place, then you're going to have people out there that may not have liked him originally that start to draw nearer to him. And so much can be said about this, but I definitely feel we have to understand Donald Trump was not the only person involved here. We had a man that died. We had two people that were injured. And we had a shooter whose family is really hurting. So many, when you have sin carried out, it usually involves several. It's not just one person. Several people get caught up in that. And we have to remember that this young man had a family, and what they're going through, I could never imagine. That's got to be horrible. And as far as the shooting is, go ahead.
Danny, you're exactly right. One of the things that I want to emphasize for our listeners today is to understand that God is sovereign. God works through humanity. We make choices. We make decisions. But God is working through the humanity. God worked through the apostles. Look at all of the apostles in the New Testament. Look at David. Look at Jeremiah. Look at Abraham. Look at Moses. They were all human beings, but God sovereignly worked through them to accomplish his purpose and his plan. Robots. God still works through us, but he works through our personality and what we're doing. But one of the things, Danny, before I let you go, I want our listeners to understand also is that if we look back, we can see the hand of God working in and through the life of Donald J. Trump. I believe it was God's divine intervention in 2016 that first put him in office. I believe it's God's divine intervention that's allowed Donald J. Trump. Listen, Donald Trump has defeated the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS that tried to use lawfare against him to destroy him. The document case, as you know, has just been dismissed by the judge. They are now going to try to retry that, but I believe they will fail in that. God gave us Trump. Through the Supreme Court's decision of presidential immunity, God worked through that for the man, Donald J. Trump. God's divine intervention preserved and protected Trump in two fake illegal impeachments. It was God that put Donald Trump in the position in the first place as the U.S. president for 45. Donald Trump lost about $1 billion in the 4 years that he was in office. He was $1 billion less wealthy as a result of serving. Trump loves America, I believe. Trump is willing to sacrifice himself, his family, his business in order to protect America. And I believe God is divinely intervening each step of the way to give us that new hope for that. And exactly as you have said, there are more than one that's involved in this. We see the loss of the life, and I've used the illustration recently that the bullet that was meant for Donald Trump wound up in the body, taking the life of the volunteer fireman. And I'm thankful to see Trump started on his social media a GoFundMe program that's raised, as of this morning at 6:30, over $5 million for that fireman's family. And I'm thankful for that. That's the kind of man I believe that we see in Donald Trump. Danny, thank you so much for your call, for your insight. Keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to continue to watch over and protect Donald J. Trump. We've got about another 90 days to go, a little over that, before the election, and there's a lot of things can happen in that period of time. And there's Joe Biden now that's trying to backpedal and saying that he didn't mean, when he said put Trump in the bullseye, he said, I didn't mean to put him in the crosshairs to hurt him. Well, that's a lie. His intent was to get rid of Donald J. Trump, if possible. We all see that. We all know that. And it's a sad thing to have to recognize and admit. But thank you so much, Danny, for your call. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go over with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. I am very blessed. And I'm glad that you said that at the very end about what President Biden said about putting Trump in the bullseye. But what's so repulsive about this whole situation, I've just got an inquiring mind, and I would just like to know. After the assassination attempt, he went and pulled the rest of his ads. So now we may never know what else negative he had to say that would have generated someone to have that same kind of thought like the shooter had. And that's all I want to say today. I know you're getting ready to go.
Well, Dr. Davis, one of the things, if I can do a little parenthetical footnote on that, he pulled his ads, but they're now scheduled to rerun, and I believe that he's still going to have a very negative approach. He's still talking about Trump being a danger to democracy, as it's called. Trump is another Hitler. In fact, Trump has been called Hitler hundreds and hundreds of times by the Marxist media and the Socialist Democratic Party. And if you compare Hitler with Trump, they're saying that he needs to be eliminated. He needs to be neutralized and not run for office. But I still say, as a footnote to what you've said, I still say November the 5th, which is coming upon us very rapidly, Joe Biden will not be the actual candidate for the Marxist Democratic Party. Joe Biden will be replaced, because now over half of the Democrats in the elite positions of making decisions are saying that Joe Biden must be removed. So what he's going to do in these final days, in the throes of these final days, he's going to try to pull out everything he can to try to destroy Donald J. Trump. That's the man, Joe Biden. That's always been his tenacity. That's always been his personality, and it's not going to change. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us, as we keep looking up, look at the headline, the bullet that changed Trump's trajectory. By the mercy of God, this writer says, President Donald Trump was spared the assassin's bullet that pierced his ear, and America was for now spared the horror of a hopeless descent into Marxism and its abyss. And this stage of the political war, world war, there's no other populist hero capable of defeating the deep state globalist currently ensconced in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden. A bullet through the ear. I'm hoping he recognized the symbolic significance of that and begins to listen more clearly to the one who saved him. The first reports I saw had him saying, only God could have saved me from the assassination, end quote. So our prayer is, ladies and gentlemen, that God has gotten his attention, that he will be drawn closer to God. And I don't know his relationship to Jesus, but it's my prayer that Donald J. Trump will hear the voice of God and say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and his Lord. Yes, God divinely intervenes in the affairs of man. God uses man to carry out his plan in society. Just as God used David, and God used Jeremiah, God used Moses and Elijah, God used all of the Old Testament and the New Testament men of God. Look at the Hebrews Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11 and get the whole list of those that God used so often in history past, and he still uses them today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth, 91.7 and 91.9 FM, we'll examine what the plumb line of God's Word has to